As J.K. Rowling once said, we are only as strong as we are united, as weak as we are divided. In the United States, after the previous 2016 election, we have found ourselves at one of our most divided times as a nation. Protests and riots have engulfed our nation ever since the past November election. At school, students argue and make nasty comments over people's opposing political views more so than ever. Visiting Washington, D.C. just a few weeks ago, I was overwhelmed by the amount of protests, and as noted by my teacher, who has been going to Washington, D.C. yearly for almost 20 years, this was the most active in protests he has ever seen our nation's capital. We have riots of people claiming, "Not my president," white supremacist rallies in support of our president, and a Congress almost unable to make decisions because of their sharp divide. How has one individual caused so much pain and divide in our nation? How will we be able to survive the next 3.5 years as a nation that is this divided? How can we find a great compromise to make all groups happy and able to coexist? Although it seems as though there is no answer to these questions and no hope that we may ever come to an answer, I personally believe that we can find hope through history. Learning history in school is a tedious task. However, it is so incredibly important because the best way to learn and move forward is to learn from our past mistakes. To help with our current state of our nation, we can think back to a time when our nation was just as divided over a single topic as we are today. After the Revolutionary War, our country was fresh and new, with no solidified way of how to effectively govern such an expansive nation of people. However, the people of our nation were strongly divided between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. The Federalists envisioned a nation with a strong national government centered around cities that were dominated by business interests. Moreover, they wanted a fiscal system in which the central government managed the money. They strived for a strong central government in which larger states were given more representation. On the other hand, the Anti-Federalists had polar opposite views. The Anti-Federalists envisioned a small nation of farmers in which states had more power over the federal government. They were in support of a congressional system that favored smaller states. They thought it would be unfair to allow higher population states to have more representation in government because the smaller states would lose a voice. At this point in our nation, we had drafted a constitution, but could not agree on passing it. After Shays' Rebellion demonstrated the weakness of our current government, it was clear to both sides that a change was needed. But the difficulty became finding a path of change that satisfied both divisive groups. However, somehow, despite being one of the most divided times in our nation came together and found a solution, the Great Compromise. Not only did we find a way to somehow please almost an entire nation despite their differing views, but it was done so without any violence. The compromise brought in aspects from both sides, establishing two separate congressional houses that would work in tandem to make governmental decisions. In the end, both sides were content, enough so that this great compromise continues into effect today as our functioning political system. So today, when it seems like we are more divided than ever, seems as though every week there's new protests and violence over our nation's differing views. Seems as though Congress can't agree on anything, whether it's healthcare, immigration, or even if we should respect our president. We must remember the past. Remember a time when the nation was more divided than ever, but was able to find common ground. Remember a time when, despite opposing views, people did not resort to violence. Remember a time when our nation was happy with the leadership of our own country. So when we are feeling down, feeling as though this country will never be back to the way we once were, we must have hope, be inspired, and remember that finding a great compromise is possible because our founding fathers once did it themselves.